You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Hello, good day, and welcome from the practice fields here at the UC Health Training Center. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me on the Mailbag. And let's get started with our first question from at DebMac0718. She wants to know, Peyton did not use the glove in the preseason with little success. Is this the reason he put it back on? Well, you can't argue that maybe some of the struggles in the preseason had something to do with Peyton Manning putting the glove back on. He didn't use the glove a lot in training camp practices as well as the preseason games. But at the same time, you're Peyton Manning. You use those summer practices, those summer games to figure out where you are in terms of getting ready for the season. So, you know, perhaps he just wanted to experiment, see where he was, and now we'll return to the glove. You know he can play with that glove on. Go back to last season. Go back to the season before. He's had some of the best play of his career with a glove on his right hand. So it's not something I would be too concerned about. I think he just wanted to get some work in without the glove, but now it's back to the glove. We've seen it in practice this week. We'll see if we see it on Sunday. I think if he gets it back on, he will get the results that he wants. Our next question is from Armando Cuesta 1, and he wants to know, what is the likelihood Denver targets a vested veteran after the first week, and what position group do you see as the beneficiary? Frankly, I don't see them going after a vested veteran after week one. For starters, you've got TJ Ward coming back. He's been suspended because of the incident in May 2014, but he's going to be back, so there's going to be one roster spot. I think the Broncos really like the young players that they have. You know, we saw them bring in a couple of guys as waiver claims, James Ferentz and Mitchell Henry, the tight end who was with the Packers. I think at that point, you just want to see what those young guys do. Now, if the Broncos have a spate of injuries on Sunday, then certainly you may see a veteran or two come in. But barring that unlikely scenario, I don't see them really being heavy into the market next week for veterans once they get past that vested veteran deadline, which means that you wouldn't have to be on the hook for their salary for the whole season. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and use the hashtag AskMace. Until then, take care, and thanks for watching.